Welcome back to Ultimate Game, Part 4, Becoming a Free Human. The cost of lying. Until you understand the cost of lying, you'll have no idea what you're giving up. The average person has no idea that they're being ripped off by lying, and that's why they don't work towards speaking the truth. Understanding the price you pay from lying in terms of the quality of your life can be hard to swallow. This list may motivate you to take a deeper look at the root cause of all these conditions. Unhealthy habits, such as fatigue and low energy, overweight, insulin resistance, digestive issues, anxiety. Another one, money problems, caused from an unsatisfied job, conflicts with your boss and coworkers, consistent worry about money, credit card debt, low retirement savings. Another one, life is passing you by, caused from missed money opportunities, boredom, low ambition, lack of travel and adventure. Another one, relationship troubles, feelings of separation, caused from feelings of separation, lack of support, loneliness and fake love, sibling rivalry, child aggression. Another one, living environment, caused from being disorganized and cluttered, neglected maintenance, outdated and old furniture, expensive rent, car falling apart. Another one could be the ability to be and feel authentic, caused from not being liked. People avoid you. People lie to you. People talk behind your back. And lastly, freedom from pretending, caused from feeling caged up. Very few close friends. Fake smiles. Isolation. As much as you may not want to admit it, you need somebody to guide you. Yet everyone, including me, hates to be told they need help or support, whatever you want to call it. What I recommend is for you to find someone who's willing to give you feedback and who's willing to have you be just the way you are with your best interests in mind. With the right guide, there's the safety of being accepted no matter what. When people work with me, the first thing I show them is that they're lying and that it's all right to be vulnerable in that way. There's no judgment from my point of view that people lie. And there's a sadness that they're taking away from me, from others, from the world, and from themselves, their ability to share openly about the authenticity of who they could be as a free spirit. I have sadness watching people struggle unnecessarily in their life and then not knowing how to do anything about it. I was in the exact same situation for the first 28 years of my life when I totally didn't have to be. If my parents or teachers knew that or knew what I know now, I wouldn't have to have wasted 28 years of my life. When people work with me, I make it safe for people to lie to me and safe enough for people to sooner or later acknowledge their lies. Most people don't think it's safe to come clean because they don't think it's safe. They never risk speaking the truth. So they never know what it's like on the other side of their lies. Without the practical knowledge of knowing that the truth is what will set them free, people have no idea about the opportunity to even be curious about it in the first place. My life purpose is to expose people to what I've learned about the practical aspects and real benefits of telling the truth and being true to myself. Giving people the opportunity to make different choices in their lives is what I wake up each day thinking about. If I don't introduce these ideas, some people may never know what it's like to wake up in the morning and feel joyful for no reason. If I don't use my life energy and experience to show people a different way, they may never have the opportunity to have that free childlike experience like they did when they were young. By not writing this book, I feel I'm abandoning people to fend for themselves and hope they win the lottery. But everyone knows that the joy from winning the lottery doesn't last very long. Someone may feel joy when they buy a new car or gadget, or if they get revenge on someone who hurt them. They may feel joyful for a moment, but that's not joy. So without putting yourself out there into life, less people would have less opportunity to experience what true joy and freedom really is. Knowing this, I'm not willing to hold back any longer. And thank you for being willing to read my book or to listen to this podcast. Physical effects of lying. I just want to touch on a few other things before I end this book. On a cellular level, we know that the whole body responds with a change in temperature and moisture when we lie. Our whole body is affected. Besides body language, we have lie detectors. So we know that on the cellular level, the body responds by heating up and by sweating. These changes in the body show us that the whole body is involved in either speaking the truth or not, and it can easily be measured. What people don't know are the physical side effects that lying has on their bodies. It's been proven that stress and worry convert to physical ailments. When we learn to speak the truth and are true to ourselves, we experience greater health at a whole new level. Then, with a little guidance, after working on ourselves for a while, when we tell a lie, we feel those effects in a more pronounced way. We suddenly realize that a lie has an enormous cost in terms of our health and the quality of our life. On our own, without a guide, we can't experience the magnitude of our self-deception. The truth has within it the capacity for us to be free. Most of us know when we have external lies that we need to clean up because they're interfering with our relationships and screwing up the physical conditions in our life. We know that the truth has also within it the capacity to free our minds from all the clutter that makes us sick. Cleaning up our internal lies not only affects our internal well-being, it gives us the ability to completely transform our external conditions. What we fear by paying the price for lying is that if we clean it up and expose our lie, that others will feel betrayed and not like us anymore. We're afraid that we'll have to face the damage we created in the relationship in addition to the embarrassment it causes to everyone. We're so frozen by the lies we tell that most people will take their lies to their graves. So it makes it very difficult to even consider cleaning up a lie. We're so trapped by our lies that even when we notice we're about to lie, and we have the thought not to lie, we lie anyway. Taking the path or that path can never result in freedom. The thing is, though, we all have the opportunity to stop lying at any time. That's not to say we will. We all have the ability to stop lying, and there is always the temptation to get away with it or not. We also have the choice at any time to clean it up. But the question is, will we? Sometimes we will, and sometimes we won't. With a guide, the chances of cleaning up your lies is greatly, greatly enhanced. For me, it's a very practical matter and has to do with the cost. Not the cost in terms of any external relationship. It's the cost in terms of the quality of my life and my relationship with me, because lying has to do with what goes on inside of me and how it damages me. My body, or our bodies, is my opportunity to experience life, and when I lie, I damage myself physically and mentally. If I'm willing to settle for feeling and experiencing massive discomfort in life, then I'll lie again and again and again. I'll never get to be free. What's the purpose of life? To live and live free. Path to freedom. There's always the opportunity for any of us to atone for our lies. Some won't atone and will continue to lie. Some people will clean up some of it, and they'll continue lying again. Maybe later they'll clean up some more of it. However, over time, they'll accumulate more and more lies, and out of fear, they'll never dare to get to the bottom of it. So what you must say to yourself is, I'm committed to the maximum opportunity of experiencing my life while I'm on this planet. This is the first step to the path of freedom. Saying to yourself, I'm committed to the maximum opportunity of experiencing my life while I'm on this planet. To be willing and committed is a great gift to give yourself because there's so much life you'll miss by not being true to yourself. Sadly, most people will never get to that place of understanding. However, the older I get, the more willing and committed I am to speak the truth. In ancient religions, there was an awareness on the part of the people of wisdom who gave us scriptures or different kinds about the need to forgive and be true to ourselves. They also taught us about the need to forgive and be true to others over and over and over and over. This is another step on the path to freedom. As I said before about the survival traits that we still have inside us, I think that it's easy to recognize that as human animals, we'll lie. So we have to consciously wrestle with this lower level of jungle survival behavior. We have to resist it. And what we have to come to terms with is, am I committed to being true to myself, sincerely, at some level, and at some depth, that it makes a difference? So are you willing to give yourself the chance to make a difference for you, for your family, for others, and for the world? Ask yourself, am I willing to be authentic with myself? Am I willing to get committed to that? The key is to be willing. Everything else will fall into place if you just say, I am willing to give it a go. If you're not willing, you'll never get anywhere, and there's nobody who can do it for you. The lies will continue inside you, and no one except you can stop them from happening. And the danger is, by not being willing to give it a go, we destroy our ability to create health and an extraordinary life. If you're aware and excited about the possibility of what life can be for you as a real, authentic experience, start being aligned to your words. This is a major step on the path to freedom. If you want to speed up the process, and if you're interested in what you can share with other people in terms of your new alternative life experience, then choose a guide and work towards speaking the truth. Otherwise, if you're not interested, you've given up, or you're just too afraid. Just reading this book may help you overcome some of the struggles you've created for yourself. Beyond happiness. Most people can easily talk about being happy, but what about something beyond happiness? Are there emotions, such as the experience of ecstasy, that we don't know about? You know, and you can imagine there's such an experience which is described as ecstasy. Yet how often have you had that experience? If you begin to question whether or not you've had that experience like ecstasy or experiences like ecstasy or what ecstasy actually feels like, you may be saddened or you may be curious. If you tell the truth about it, you'll admit that happiness is the peak emotion that most people ever experience. I mean, how often do you think about emotions that are beyond happiness? How often do you actually experience emotions that are beyond happiness? How much effort do you put into having experiences that are beyond happiness? If you're like most people, you think very little about it. You experience little of it, and you don't put much effort into actually experiencing it. Here's another good question. How often do you experience life as a celebration? Most people whom I've met at all levels of financial and social stratas hardly ever spend their time celebrating the gift of life. Much of their time is used for their survival. Nothing wrong with that. However, Is there more to life than just handling survival? Yes, of course. People celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, religious holidays, and traditions, milestones, achieved goals, overcoming health issues, and life and death. How often do people celebrate their life just because they're alive? Not very often. What could life be like beyond happiness? Can you imagine having some of these ecstatic experiences as a regular part of your life? How about joy? What is joy? Overwhelming feelings of great pleasure or joyful excitement, bliss, euphoria, paradise, seventh heaven, top of the world, cloud nine. Or how about enthusiasm? What is enthusiasm? Intense and eager enjoyment, interest, or approval for something. Divine inspiration, fervor, zeal. Or how about gratitude? What is gratitude? Feeling great appreciation for and happiness about something that someone has done for you. Recognition, respect. How about dignity? What is dignity? Feeling deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from your own achievements, from your own qualities or possessions. Self-esteem, self-worth, fulfillment, and self-satisfaction. Then there's serenity. What is serenity? Being untroubled, calm, peaceful, tranquil, being still, stillness, and composed. Or there's curiosity. What is curiosity? A strong desire to know or learn more about something, to be inquisitive, or an intense interest. How about awe? What is awe? Feeling wonder, admiration, respect, reverence, amazement, astonishment. There's a good one. Love. What is love? An intense feeling of deep affection. Affection for or pleasure with someone or something. Endearment. Passion. Care. Devotion. What about compassion? What is compassion? An intense feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another who's stricken by misfortune, accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate the suffering. What about empathy? What is empathy? The ability to understand and share the feelings of another. How about forgiveness? What is forgiveness? Emotional release of fully pardoning someone for overstepping a line. Then there's kindness. What is kindness? Being friendly, generous, considerate, tender, affectionate, thoughtful, kindred in spirit. Now remember, all of these are beyond happiness. Happiness is what most people think about, but I'm not talking about happiness here. So what about patience? What is patience? Fully accepting or tolerating delay. Accepting trouble or suffering without getting angry or upset. Resolve, temperament, or committed to a higher purpose. There's also courage. What is courage? Doing something that's difficult or scary because you feel it's the right thing to do for you. Spirit of heart. Resolute. Frame of mind. What about the feeling of being powerful? What is powerful? Having complete control over yourself and the ability to cooperate with others. How about resilience? What is resilience? Mental toughness. To recover quickly from difficulty. To recover from setbacks or misfortune. There's also wisdom. What is wisdom? Experiential knowledge and wise judgment to make important choices and to pass on to future generations. There's also creativity, producing something new or original. What about humor? What is humor? Something funny or amusing about life or self to stay lighthearted. That's what I like, being lighthearted. Then there's also spirituality. Knowing who you are is a body, mind, and soul that uses your energy to maximize your opportunity to create health in body and mind for all. Lastly, peace, ultimate freedom for all to manifest their true and ideal self, collectively and individually. So these are experiences we're entitled to. They're the opportunity for us if we want them. They're there. Comparing these to happiness, you can easily see that there's so much more available to us. If you want to experience ecstasy and life as a celebration, or to accept yourself completely, then catch yourself lying, clean it up, commit yourself to speaking the truth, repeat, and move on. If you don't want those feelings, and I can't imagine that you wouldn't want them or don't think they're possible, what's most likely to happen is that you'll continue to lie and deceive yourself. You'll sabotage every area of your life, including damaging your body, cluttering your mind, and screwing up your priceless relationships, all because you took a stand against being open, truthful, and being true to yourself. Think of it like this. It's just like when the red light goes on the dashboard of your car. If you keep ignoring it, what happens? Something will break. Or worse, the engine burns up. Ignoring the signals is what destroys your ability to experience a full and satisfying life. Little by little, you continue to ignore your inner voice when it's saying to you, hey, you know you're not being truthful and true to yourself. You better go back and clean it up. If you don't listen and nurture your built-in guiding inner voice, you know, the one you were born with that wants you to have an amazing life, after a while, it starts to speak to you as a victim who has been wronged, cheated, and lied to. That once innocent voice that over time got reprogrammed into a victim voice now takes over and guides you. But instead of guiding you to freedom, it guides you to slavery and bondage. This is what has happened with most people. They don't know that they're lying anymore. They're living as victims, totally at the effect of their antagonistic inner conversation. They're captive to the limitation of their mind, focused on survival, shackled to their comfort zone. In my program, people get reacquainted with their spirit. Together, we explore what's really going on and unwrap the true you that has been waiting there all along for you to return. With a little practice, your inner voice that desperately wants to guide you to a truly happy and healthy life takes over. All you have to do is listen, nurture yourself, and watch all the conditions in your life expand and grow the way you ideally want them to. However, you must put yourself in an environment where you're constantly reminded and encouraged to be truthful and to be true to yourself. You must be willing to hear, receive, and act on feedback, which is an essential part of my program. If you don't act on the feedback, your inner voice slowly and gradually shifts back into victim mode, and you again won't know that you're lying. If you're interested in having experiences that are beyond what you normally experience as happiness, then make the first decision and take a stand about creating a life of your secret dreams.